Re-entering the large tent, Han ignored the eyes of the mixed bag of security operatives staring at him. None of them liked the fact that he had a blaster on his hip, or that he had a reputation for knowing how to use it. None of them, in fact, was happy that any other delegation was allowed to bring blasters into this gathering. But not one of the independent-minded delegations was willing to give up its weapons. And that suited Han just fine. He moved to take a seat near Leia, and did his best not to slouch. He preferred to slouch wherever possible, of course, but sometimes it just didn't reflect well on Leia, and this was one of those times. Tenel Ka was in the midst of offering another argument.
Yes, Padnell, any Alliance politician and any Jedi leader can be replaced at any time, and those respective bodies can theoretically renege on anything promised by the ousted representatives. This is why neither Jedi Solo nor I tends to speak in absolutes. But both of us, and any leader with any experience, must weigh in the factors of political and social momentum. There continues to be momentum in favor of the freedom movements. Momentum in the diminishment of the influence of slave-owning species and corporations. When it is impossible to fully trust individuals, one can put some faith in the inevitability of these movements.
Padnell shook his head.
There is only one means to progress. Receive an oath of honor from all involved, and kill those who break it. This teaches future generations not to break the word. If someone on the playing field will not swear such an oath, it is because he intends to go back on his declaration, or at least have the latitude to do so.
Leia tried a different angle.
That's an admirable way to look at it, and very Klatooinian. But not all participants in this negotiation are Klatooinian. Even when everyone speaks basic, the language of politics is dramatically different from culture to culture.
I understand that.
Padnell's voice was descending to near growl levels.
So everyone should speak as Klatooinians do.
A soft chime sounded, indicating the start of the midday meal break. Han saw relief on the faces of several of the participants. Clearly, everyone needed a break from the tension of this deadlocked argument. In pairs and small groups, the participants rose, made temporary farewells, and left the tent. Padnell huddled with Rennie Cole and his Chev advisor off in one corner. This left only Han and Leia among the seats used for the negotiations. Han leaned in toward his wife and dropped his voice to a whisper.
Not going well, huh?
On the contrary. I'm delighted to be working with Padnell Ovin. It's good for our marriage. It reminds me from minute to minute that you're not the most stubborn man in the galaxy.
He gave her a mock scowl.
Who says I'm not?
Han.
Sweetheart, I was outside for a lot of the last discussion. I think I get what's happening, but I'd like to be sure. Boil it down for me.
All right.
Leia glanced over at Padnell's group.
Klatooine is the site of the freedom movement most likely to result in a world viable for admission into the Alliance. That admission would reassure the other movements that they are being taken seriously and have a path by which they can achieve legitimacy. But the Council of Elders here needs a figurehead who can be the focus of popular support. A frontman or woman whom they can point at to credit or blame for this change in their ancient policy. It's a policy of strict adherence to an old treaty with the Hutts. A treaty that didn't have an exit clause. They want and need to be able to say, we had no choice. That one's leadership was too compelling. The problem is, the two leading contenders are too flawed. Rennie Cole is smart enough to manage the organization and make the strong political decisions a point person must, but she lacks charisma. Padnell has the charisma, but he's sticking to certain points that disqualify him to various potential supporters. If he acts like a galactic-level politician and condemns his brother's action aboard the frigate Fireborn, he loses his core supporters in the Sand Panthers. He'll do it if certain parties make blood oaths he believes he can count on, but not otherwise. And he's never going to get those oaths.
Han nodded.
So you're leaning toward Padnell. But only if he decides to grow a brainstem.
Elegantly put, yes.
Well, I can fix this.